previously on How I Met Your Mother.
She was completely amazing. She was amazing and funny and...
You have feelings for Ted. Maybe? I've just been offered a fellowship at a culinary institute in Germany.
Do you want to try long distance?
Yes. This long distance thing sucks, huh? And I really need to talk to you tonight.
She's gonna dump me.
She's not gonna break up with you, Ted.
Hello?
Do you want to come over?
How I Met Your Mother, created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
Kids, your grandma always used to say to me, nothing good happens after 2 a.m. She was right. When 2 a.m. rolls around, just go home and go to sleep. Case in point.
At 2 a.m.
Hello?
Hi, Ted, it's Robin. Listen, I know it's late, but do you want to come over?
Let's back up a little bit.
20 hours earlier, Robin wakes up in bed with dogs all over it. She brushes her teeth, checks her hair, and gets ready to leave.
Sit. Good boys. Okay, remember, stay out of the liquor cabinet. Leave a night. So, the life of a television reporter is very rewarding, and I strongly urge you to consider it as a career. Thank you. Yeah.
Do you have a fiancé?
Marshall was here yesterday. They just learned the word fiancé. Nope, I don't have a fiancé.
Then who do you live with?
Well, actually, I've got 5 dogs.
Don't you get lonely?
No, I've got 5 dogs.
My grandma has 5 cats and she gets lonely.
Well, yeah, that's cats. I'm not some pathetic cat lady. Not that your grandmother is... Does anyone else have a... Yes.
Are you a lesbian?
No, are you? Just because a woman lives alone doesn't mean she's a lesbian. Okay, let's have a big hand for Robin, the reporter. All right, our next guest is another...
So, Robin, you ever report on train wrecks? Because I just saw one. Tiny 5.
Oh, laugh now. Those kids are monsters. They're going to eat you alive. He has a job doing... What do you do?
Please. Kids, let's wrap. You guys don't give half a brown Crayola what I do for a living, do you?
No.
No, no. I know what you want.
Magic. Yay! Hello?
Why isn't she called yet?
Okay, you're making yourself crazy. It's Saturday night. Go out and do something.
Now, what's the point of going out? I got a girlfriend. For now. Besides, if I go out, who's gonna watch the news? I'm like half your viewership.
I'm flattered you think we have 2 viewers.
And we're clear.
So, Scherbatsky, got a boyfriend?
No. And why does this keep coming up today?
Oh, I just thought that guy you're on the phone with.
What? Oh, no, that was Ted. He's just a friend. I mean, there was this moment where we almost dated, but we want completely different things. Anyway, now he has his girlfriend in Germany, and he thinks she's calling to dump him tonight, but I don't think she is. And besides, we want completely different things.
We should have sex.
What?
Why not? We're both available, we're both attractive, we're both good at it. At least, I'm good at it. And even if you're not, don't worry, I'll have a good time either way.
Well, moving past the horrifying image of your hair helmet clanging against the headboard, I don't get involved with people I work with.
Get involved? Who said get involved? I'm just saying we should have sex. It'd be fun. Having sex is fun. Phone number, call me anytime. A lot of local teens in action tonight.
At home.
Hey guys. Miss me?
The dogs ignore her.
I miss you too.
Later, Robin's changed into her pajamas and stands in the kitchen pouring some red wine. She starts with a little in the bottom of the large glass, then shrugs and adds more, filling it completely and emptying the bottle. She sits on the sofa with 2 dogs beside her, one behind her, and another on a chair watching her. Robin takes a business card out of her bag, then she's standing by the bathroom door and making a call. She waits nervously.
Hi, Ted, it's Robin. Listen, I know it's late, but do you want to come over?
Ted?
Hi, I'm here.
Do you want to come over?
Why? What's up?
Well, I just finally set up my new juicer and I was gonna make some juice and I was like, you know who likes juice? Ted.
I love juice.
Great. So you want to come over and make juice?
When it's after 2 a.m., just go to sleep, because the decisions you make after 2 a.m. are the wrong decisions.
Okay, sure. I'll come over. We'll juice.
Yes, we'll juice.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
In a cab.
This is fine. This is totally fine.
What's fine?
Oh, I'm going over to this girl's house to make some juice.
Nice.
No, it's not like that. We're juicing as friends. See, I have this girlfriend. I would never cheat on her. She lives in Germany. See, she was supposed to call me 4 hours ago to have a serious talk. I still haven't heard from her.
I don't know. Sorry to bug you with my problems. Guess cab drivers are the new bartenders, huh?
You ain't kidding, kid. Want a nip?
You can just let me out right up here.
Where are you going to, buddy?
Park Slope, 8th and 8th. Okay, here's where I left off with the last guy. See, I have a girlfriend, but going over to this other girl's house...
And you're wondering if I'd be upset.
Gah!
Hey, Ted, remember me, your girlfriend.
Okay, relax. Robin's just a friend.
Right. You're gonna go make some juice.
Yes, yes, juice is perfectly harmless. In fact, it's healthy.
Oh, yeah? Then why are you wondering what she looks like naked?
I am not one... Okay, even if I am wondering that, it's only because you put it in my head.
But I am just a manifestation of your subconscious, so actually, you put it in your own head.
Damn it! Nothing's gonna happen.
Right.
Okay, you want a second opinion? Fine.
He rings Marshall.
Hey, did she call? No. I need a ruling. This is stupid. It's not even a big deal, but... I'm on my way over to Robin's right now. She got a new juicer, whatever. We're gonna test it out.
Let me call you back.
Ted looks at the cab driver and waits.
Honey, there's a situation developing. Do you remember the huge secret that you told me that you weren't supposed to, but you did? The thing about Robin?
Oh, you mean how Robin's in love with Ted?
What?
Yeah, she told me already. Go on.
Wait, so I'm the only one that she didn't tell? She told you and not me?
Well, I guess I'm just better friends with her than you are.
Oh, well, I'm better friends with Ted than you are.
That is a lie.
It is not a lie.
Okay, that's it. You and
me. Oh, you?
I'm not afraid.
Hey, come on! I'll show you things you've never seen before!
You're a man!
I'm the boss in the army! You're the boss in the army!
Come on, pick up. Damn it, Victoria, where are you? Pick up, pick up!
Cupcake?
No, thanks. Where are you? Why haven't you called?
Oh, I'm out hooking up. With three other guys. Or maybe I'm a devoted girlfriend and I'm calling you right now.
Yeah, why do I doubt that? Hello?
Ted, I just saw the news and a truck carrying sulfuric acid overturned right in front of Robin's house. And it's melting through the sidewalk. You can see straight down into hell. It's bad. You should go home, dude.
Marshall, it's fine. Nothing's gonna happen.
Ted, what does your mom always say?
Nothing good ever.
Nothing good ever happens after 2 a.m. Go home. It's too late for juice.
Dude, Robin and I are just friends. She doesn't even like me that way.
Yes, she does. She likes you, she told me.
What?
It's a big secret, so don't tell her I told you. But she's very vulnerable right now, and you have a girlfriend. Go home, Ted.
She likes me?
Yes. So you see why it would be a very bad idea for you to go up there. Go home, Ted.
She likes me?
Go home, Ted.
You're right. I'll see you at home.
Good. He's going home.
He is so not going home.
I cannot believe you just told him.
What do you mean?
Lily, here's what you just said. Ted, whatever you do, don't go up there. There's a beautiful girl who wants to have sex with you.
And then she's gonna make you some delicious juice.
No, he's not going up there. He has more sense than that.
I did have more sense than that.
Keep the change.
But after 2 a.m., my good sense was sound asleep.
Ted gets out of his cab with a bag of groceries under his arm and heads up the front steps, but Victoria's in his way.
So you're doing this? You're going up there?
You want to get out of the way?
I'm not in the way.
You know, if you had just called me, I...
She's gone. Ted goes in.
Hi.
Hey. I got some vegetables. I got carrots. I got beets.
Or we could just drink wine.
Why not? Well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever said. Make it a big glass.
Sure.
So how's it hanging?
Have you ever had one of those days where nothing at all that monumental happens, but by the end of it, you have no idea who you are anymore or what the hell you're doing with your life? Do you ever have one of those days?
About once a week.
I don't know. It was just a rough day, and the only person I wanted to see at the end of it was you. So, how was the big phone call with your girlfriend?
When the clock strikes two, just go to sleep.
We broke up.
What?
Yeah, she finally called. We talked for a while, how hard long distance is, and then she dumped me.
Oh, Ted, I'm so sorry. That's just terrible. I feel awful.
You're smiling.
Am I? No, I'm not. I'm a news anchor. Smiling's a part of the job. Thousands died in a tragic avalanche today. See? You're smiling, too.
Yeah. I have no idea what that's all about.
There's got to be a
in the club.
How
much does Korean Elvis rock? I'll answer that. Infinity. He rocks infinity.
Okay, it's time for bed.
What? No, it's 2:30.
And nothing good ever happens after 2 a.m.
You know, I have found in my travels that all the best things in life happen after 2 a.m. When I look back at the best stories of my life, the Liberty Bell incident, the little scrape I got in at the Russian embassy, all those things happened after 2 a.m. Because after 2 a.m. is when things get, audience, say it with me, legendary. What's that? Interesting theory, Barney, but I'll need some proof? Okay. Korean Elvis, how would you like to have a drink with me and my friends?
Rock and roll.
And it begins.
Hey, I got a new phone. Same as yours. Look.
Oh, yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah. This is some solid small talk. I had that other phone, and it was good. But I think the whole time a little part of me wanted this phone instead. This phone, feels right.
Wow, weird.
Yeah, I should probably take this.
I'll be here.
He goes out into the corridor.
Hello?
Ted, this is your main man, K.E. I want you to shake a tail feather down here ASAP, you dig?
Sorry about that. Was that Korean Elvis?
I'll explain later. Hey, we're headed down to McLaren's.
Actually, I'm at Robin's. Yeah, and, I might have done something bad. I just lied and told her I broke up with Victoria.
Ted, I don't want to swear in front of Korean Elvis, but what the bleep are you doing, dude?
Expect from me, it's Robin. Victoria's great, but it's Robin. I've made up my mind. I'm gonna end it with Victoria.
Gonna?
Yes, first thing tomorrow.
Okay, but as of right now at 2:45 a.m., you still have a girlfriend. Ted, I love you. I love Robin. But if you do this right now, your entire future with her will be built on a crime.
Just go home, Ted. Don't do this the wrong way.
I hate how you're always right.
It's my best and most annoying trait.
Okay. I'm coming home. I'll see you soon. Hey.
Hey.
He sits down on the sofa next to Robin, then stands up again.
I should probably get going. It's pretty late. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I understand. It's fine. Yeah.
Can I call you tomorrow?
Totally. Call me tomorrow.
Okay. Good night, Robin.
Night, Ted.
They hug and hold each other tightly and don't let go. Robin slowly moves her hand across Ted's shoulder to his neck and strokes the back of his head. They both move their lips together and kiss.
Oh my God, we're making out.
Right?
This is crazy.
Right?
On the sofa.
Should we go to my room? I mean, there's five dogs in there, but...
Yeah.
Ted grabs his phone.
I just, I have to run to the bathroom real quick.
Okay.
Ted goes into the bathroom and closes the door. He looks at his reflection, then splashes water into his mouth. When he looks again, Victoria's behind him.
Josh! Stop doing that!
What you doing?
I'm calling you. We're breaking up. I'm doing this right now. I'm coming out of this bathroom a single man.
Okay. Say, Ted, how long do you think that conversation's gonna be? Length of an average pee? No. We're gonna be on the phone for at least 20 minutes. Robin's out there. She's gonna think you're in here taking a massive...
What do you want from me? People break up. It happens.
Not like this. Not from the bathroom of the girl that you're about to sleep with.
It's not ideal.
Meanwhile, back at the bar, Barney was still trying to prove that good things can happen after 2 a.m.
Come on, Lily. How many women can say they've been personally serenaded by Korean Elvis?
No.
I think you just spat on me.
Barney, you tried. I think that's great, but we're going.
No! No, come
yes.
on!
Yes!
Dude, we haven't hit legendary yet. We're only at the left. We still got the gen, the death, the re.
Okay, if we're at the lab, then I say we follow it up with its go home.
Oh, wow, you just got burned. Phonic style.
No. Baby, don't go. Just one dance, huh?
Okay, seriously.
Hey, I know what you like.
He whispers in her ear, and she knees him in the groin.
And so, Barney was right. The night was legendary. It would come to be known as the time Lily kicked Korean Elvis in the nards.
Hey, you guys remember the time that Lily kicked Korean Elvis in the nards?
You're right. I owe you a real breakup call. I'll call you tomorrow.
Good. So you're gonna go home?
Why should I have to go home? You know, there's every chance Robin's the woman I'm gonna marry.
Ted.
It could happen! And so really, what's it gonna matter in 50 years if I jump the gun by one night? Look, I know this is a moral gray area, but it's Robin. And I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted from pretending I'm not in love with her. I think that makes this okay.
Oh, please.
I want this. She wants this. It's happening. And if you have a problem with it, don't be in Germany. It's been nice pretending to talk to you. Thanks for not calling me, and good night.
That's not your phone.
This isn't my phone.
Surprised, he heads out. Robin's on his phone.
Okay. Bye. I thought it was mine, so I answered it.
Was it?
It was your girlfriend. You might want to call her back.
She throws the mobile to Ted and walks out of the room. Sorry, baby. Ted puts her phone down on the table. He goes to the front door, pauses, and turns round to look back, but shakes his head and leaves.
I called Victoria from the cab, and we broke up.
Yes.
And there you have it, kids. The stupidest thing I've ever done. In one night, I managed to hurt two people I cared about. And none of it would have happened if I had just listened to my mom.
He looks sadly out of the taxi window. At home, Ted and Robin both sit on their beds.
Leaves me empty. So I guess if there's a lesson to be learned here, it's this. When it's after 2 a.m., just go to sleep.
They each get under the covers and lie on their sides, heads resting on their pillows. Then they both turn off their lights and close their eyes in the moonlight.